Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR in Boston. I'm Lisa Mullins. Beginning tomorrow, Massachusetts residents 65 and older will be able to schedule an appointment to receive a COVID-19 vaccine, as will anyone who has two or more specific health issues. The state estimates 1 million people fall into that category. WBUR's senior statehouse reporter Steve Brown was there today as Governor Charlie Baker detailed the next phase of vaccinations. Steve, what are the health conditions that could potentially let somebody qualify for a vaccine as of tomorrow?
Well, Lisa, there's about a dozen of them. Cancer, chronic kidney disease, heart conditions, diabetes. They also are adding moderate to severe asthma. The full list is on the state's website, and you need to have two of them right now to be able to be eligible for the vaccine.
Steve, the governor's been getting a lot of criticism, as you know, for the way the rollout has been going, but he says things are actually going pretty well and that the state is ready to take this next step. Can you explain his rationale?
Yeah, while a lot of people have been frustrated trying to book an appointment, the governor claims that the state is, in fact, doing quite well. He says since they opened up vaccinations to people over the age of 75 back on February 1st, more than 250,000 people from that group have gotten their first dose, which is more than 50% of the people in that age group. He says Massachusetts ranks 9th in the country for vaccinations per capita, number 1 per capita among the 24 states that have more than 5 million people. And because of that, the governor says we can now move forward to the next group.
Will the process for how people can make appointments change at all?
No, you still start out at the state's website, mass.gov/COVID vaccine. They're still keeping that 211 call center available for folks who may have a hard time navigating the internet. One slight change, there's no reason to stay up late tonight hoping to snag an appointment when it becomes available. The new appointments will be posted online tomorrow morning around 8 o'clock. With big additions of new appointments every Thursday morning at the same time. The state had been putting those the week's available appointments online Thursdays just after midnight. But as you mentioned, this largest group becoming eligible is about 1 million people, and because of that, the governor is reminding everyone to remain patient.
It's important to remember the federal government only sends states a small amount of vaccine every week. For the last several weeks, the federal government has shipped about 110,000 first doses per week to the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. Unless we see a massive increase in shipments from the feds, it will take us at least a month for people in these new groups to be able to book their first vaccine appointment.
Now, the state has been notified the weekly allotment of vaccines is being increased next week by 29,000 extra doses. Still with 139,000 doses a week available, if that number stays constant, it'll take between 7 and 8 weeks to vaccinate 1 million people. Also keep in mind, there are still people who have been eligible for a while for a vaccine who, for whatever reason, haven't gotten theirs yet. The state is still drawing from that limited supply as well.
But there are still a lot of people who are not happy with how the distribution has been going, especially in terms of equity. What can you tell us about that?
Sure. Today, a coalition of nearly a dozen groups, including the ACLU of Massachusetts, the New England Conference of the NAACP, and Lawyers for Civil Rights, said the current rollout ignores communities of color and that they want to work with the Baker administration to ensure extra vaccine doses go to the hardest hit communities and create a solid plan for measuring progress and holding officials accountable. Ivan Espinoza of the Lawyers for Civil Rights says this isn't a federal government problem anymore. It's a state problem.
And it is critical that this coalition speak on behalf of the thousands and thousands of people who have been unable to get vaccinated in their own backyard in Roxbury because of how botched this vaccine rollout has been.
Now, I asked Governor Baker about the equity concerns earlier today, and he acknowledges there is room for improvement.
I mean, generally speaking, you know, our numbers relative to the rest of the country in terms of percent of the population that's Black, percent of the population that's Asian, percent of the population that's Latinx, our numbers are better than the national averages, okay? But the national averages are nowhere near where they should be.
Steve, we're also hearing today that the legislature has scheduled an oversight hearing on the governor's vaccination rollout. What are they trying to get at?
Yeah, the House and Senate created a joint committee to deal with COVID issues, and they're going to hold the first of a series of hearings a week from tomorrow. In announcing those hearings, Senate President Karen Spilka says it's essential that we get a greater understanding of the Baker administration's plans to improve our vaccination rates, especially for those communities and populations hardest hit. And Speaker Ron Mariano said he hopes through these hearings, lawmakers will ascertain valuable information about the failures of the rollout and help contribute to solutions for the people of the Commonwealth. Governor Baker says the administration talks with the legislature all the time.
Thank you. Once again, from the State House, WBUR's Steve Brown. Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Lisa.